Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Ancoats in Manchester, an example of a neighbourhood that's revitalisation has been helped in no small part by food. Monocle's Charlie Filmer-Court takes us on a culinary tour of an area undergoing significant change.
Manchester is a city with industry at its heart. A product of the Industrial Revolution, the skyline is punctuated with red brick warehouses and mills, dating back to the era that put it on the map. These industries may be long gone, but the beautiful Victorian architecture remains, and there is no part of the city where this is more apparent than Ancoats. Following the decline of industry, this area had a reputation as a place to steer clear of. Crime was rife, and its imposing 19th century structures were falling into disrepair. Whilst a student in Manchester, I can even remember one nightclub providing buses in the hope of persuading people to venture to this unfashionable part of town for a night out. In the years since though, Manchester's property market has boomed, and being conveniently nestled on the northeastern edge of the city, Ancoats has become a very desirable place to live. The industrial buildings have now been regenerated, and new apartment blocks have shot up, making it a hub for young professionals, creatives, and a whole host of innovative food and drink businesses. To start your day in Ancoats on the right foot, there's probably no better place than Pollen, a bakery that initially operated out of a railway arch. It gained such a cult following that their Saturday morning sales would have queues snaking around the block. Now in its own permanent site on New Union Street, you don't need to brave the elements to try their famous viennoiseries and loaves. Starting savoury, their 28-hour signature sourdough is a firm favourite. It's baked almost until burnt, leaving the outside crisp and crunchy, whilst the inside remains airy and light. If it's your sweet tooth that needs satisfying, then be sure to try a cruffin. As you may have been able to decipher from the name, this is croissant dough that's rolled and baked into a muffin tin. It's then filled with a flavoured pastry cream or curd. From the late 1800s, Ancoats was known as Manchester's Little Italy, following the arrival of factory workers from Lazio and Campania. It is therefore very fitting that one of the restaurants that helped to transform the area, and one of the neighbourhood's most loved, is a pizzeria. Rudy's on Cotton Street serves traditional Neapolitan pizza, complete with fior di latte mozzarella from Naples and San Marzano tomatoes from Mount Vesuvius. It's an extremely popular place with locals and doesn't take bookings, but there's no need to panic. Rather than queue outside in the Manchester rain, they will just add you to a virtual queue. Now, if you're wondering how to pass the time whilst waiting, Seven Brothers Beer House is just a stone's throw away and serves a range of craft beers from the Salford-based brewery. My personal recommendation would be the Throwaway IPA, a beer made from upcycled Kellogg's cornflakes. For something slightly more Mancunian, head to Elnicott on Blossom Street. Named after the first mention of Ancoats in the year 1212, the focus here is on sourcing ingredients as locally as possible. This includes everything from local cheeses to salmon smoked within walking distance of the restaurant. However, for a true local delicacy, try the Manchester egg, the city's variation of a Scotch egg. The Elnicott version consists of a runny-in-the-middle quail's egg, wrapped in berry black pudding, sausage meat and breadcrumbs, all of which is then deep fried. Now, an illustration of the strength of the Ancoats food scene is that you don't even need to leave this tiny street to find another gem. Manor is a relatively new addition to the city and is headed up by Simon Martin, previously a chef at Noma. His 16-course tasting menu focuses on ingredients sourced from around the UK and is raced through in just 1 hour 45 minutes. It has proved extremely popular with the critics, so much so that it has been tipped to bring Manchester its first Michelin star in over 40 years. After all that eating, it's probably time for a nightcap, and where better than the Jane Eyre on Hood Street? It's adored by the locals for its minimalist decor, relaxed atmosphere, and most importantly, its cocktails. The Breakfast Boulevardier is a particularly wonderful concoction of rye, Campari, Puntemes, and an ingredient more often found on toast, marmalade. Unfortunately, for those wanting to continue their night even further, the warehouse that used to be home to the area's world-renowned nightclub is now a co-working space, a state of affairs that almost any neighbourhood grappling with gentrification can probably relate to. But, let's be honest, after eating so much, dancing was never going to be an option anyway. For Monocle, I'm Charlie Filmer-Court.
This has been episode number 146 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Jali for today's tour around Ancoats in Manchester. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.